بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and seek His help and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah the Most High from the evils of our own selves and from our wicked deeds. Whoever has been guided by Allah, none can misguide him. And whomsoever has been misguided by Allah, none can guide him. I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, the Most High, alone, without partner or associate. I further bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his true slave and messenger. May Allah the Exalted bestow his peace and blessings on the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his good and pure family, and upon all of his noble companions. Amma ba'd, فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة أي في دين الله بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. That the most truthful speech is that of Allah's book, meaning the Quran, and that the best of guidance is that of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. The worst of evils are innovations which are foreign to the true teachings of Islam. And every innovated matter in religion is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a misguidance, and every misguidance or means of misguidance is in the fire of hell. The topic of this, or the title of this talk, is the testimony of Tawheed, the testimony of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. What does it really mean? This is the first principle in the belief in the oneness of Allah. Allah is the one in His Lordship, one in His divine Godship, and one in His actions and names and attributes. Nothing is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is qualified with the most noble and most perfect attributes. When someone accepts Allah as the only true God who deserves to be worshipped, he must negate all worship to anyone or to anything other than the worship of Allah. This is the meaning of the testimony that La ilaha illallah, there is no true God but Allah. It is composed of negation and affirmation phrases. The phrase "there is no true God" negates all of false deities, while the phrase "but Allah," wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, while the phrase "but Allah" confirms that Allah is the only true God who deserves to be worshipped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just and all wise. He created us and intends no confusion for us and for the purpose for which we are created, and wants us therefore to know of Him and thus submit to Him in the proper worship and to Him alone. He does not leave us without guidance. This is part of His mercy. He most exalted sent the messengers and prophets to convey a single message, that all nations must submit to the will of their Creator, Allah, and worship Him alone. And this constitutes the essence of Islam. Accordingly, it is the same message conveyed by Adam, by Abraham, by Musa, by Moses, by Isa, by Jesus, and finally to mankind as a whole by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be on all of the prophets and messengers. The messengers and the prophets were created human beings. They were not divine. In the final revelation to mankind, man is called to testify, there is no true God but Allah, and Muhammad is the true messenger of Allah. This testimony is the key to paradise. But there is no key except that it has ridges. There is no key except that it has ridges. If the person comes with the key that has the right ridges, the door will open for him. Otherwise, it will not open. In order to achieve paradise through this testimony, one must fulfill certain conditions that constitute, quote, the right ridges for this key statement. These conditions are as follows. Number one, al-ilm, knowledge. Knowledge of Allah and about the nature, concepts, and methodology of worship are critical for the practice as well as the understanding of Islam. The highest form of knowledge is the one that leads to complete disassociation from false deities and to the devotion of intentions to Allah alone. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High says, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ. And know that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and ask forgiveness for your sins and also for the sins of believing men and believing women. And Allah knows well your moving about and your place of rest in your homes. This is in chapter 47, which is Surah Muhammad, chapter Muhammad, verse 19. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asserted that من مات وهو يعلم أن لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. He who died knowing fully well that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, entered al-Jannah. This hadith is collected by Muslim. So the knowledge of what does this testimony mean is really a vast knowledge that encompasses the whole deen and the purpose of man's existence on earth. Secondly, the second condition to fulfill the declaration of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, is certainty or certainty al-yaqeen. The testimony has to be made without any suspicion or doubt regarding its meaning. Qala Allahu ta'ala, إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. In Surah Al-Hujurat, which is Surah 49, verse 15, the meaning, only those are the believers who have believed in Allah and His Messenger and never since doubted. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and I am the messenger or his messenger, Allah's messenger. لَا يَلْقَ اللَّهُ بِهِمَا عَبْدٌ غَيْرَ شَاكٍ فَيُحْجَبُ عَنِ الْجَنَّةِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, لا إله إلا الله, وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and I am his messenger, the slave of Allah, who would meet Allah, without harboring any doubt about this, meaning the testimony, would enter al-Jannah. The third condition is al-ikhlas, purity and sincerity. The intention of accepting Islam and performing all acts of worship must be purely devoted to Allah. قال الله تعالى قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. In Surah Az-Zumar, Surah 39, verse 11, say Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, verily I am commanded to worship Allah alone by obeying Him and doing religious deeds sincerely for Allah's sake, and not to show off, and not to set up rivals with Allah in worship. So when one declares this testimony that he should be doing all of his acts solely for the sake of Allah, not for one, for anyone else. Purity and sincerity is the opposite of shirk, which is associating others in that which is due to Allah alone. So one who proclaims this shahada, this testimony, for any worldly gain, has failed to meet this condition of La ilaha illallah, and has failed to meet the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill it when he says, قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِ قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِ As in Surah Al-Zumar, Surah 39 verse 14, worship Allah, making the religion pure and sincere for Him. Worship Allah, making the religion pure and sincere for Him. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah has forbidden the fire Allah has forbidden the fire upon the one who says La ilaha illallah, seeking by this the face of Allah. Seeking by this the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The fourth condition is as-sidq, truthfulness. Allahu Akbar. Truthfulness paves the way for a meaningful understanding of this declaration. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر, الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على محمد اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وارفعه مقام المحمود الذي وعد. Truthfulness paves the way for a meaningful understanding of this declaration. It strengthens the drive of man towards achieving knowledge about his creator Allah. And we know that the hypocrites uttered the declaration, but they concealed rejection in their hearts. Allah described them, يقولون بألسنتهم ما ليس في قلوبهم. They say with their tongues what's not in their hearts. As in Surah Al-Fath, chapter 48, verse 11. The heart is like the king, and the limbs are the soldiers. The Prophet ﷺ said, ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب. In the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, The Prophet ﷺ said, truly there is a piece of flesh in the body, if it becomes good, reformed, the whole body becomes good. But if it gets spoiled, the whole body becomes spoiled. When the love of Allah fills the heart, truthfulness and honesty fill in too. But when desire gets to the heart, the way for corruption and hypocrisy becomes open, and man will utter what's not really in his heart. The whole and sound heart is the one free from associating anyone or anything in worship with Allah. This is the free heart, and this is the whole and sound heart, free from shirk, free from false pride and arrogance, free from envy, and free from misery, free from this strong love and attachment for this life, free from love for leadership and domination, free from lust, free from bid'ah. This is the kind of heart that leads the person to be honest with the declaration, the testimony, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is known in Al-Quran as Al-Qalb As-Saleem, the clean, sound, safe and whole heart. And it is the thing that really counts on the day of resurrection. That's what's meant when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day wherein or whereon neither wealth nor sons will avail except him who brings to Allah a clean heart. And the qualities of the clean heart, we just describe them, what they are free from. This is in chapter Ash-Shu'ara, chapter 26, verses 88 and 89. The fifth condition is love, al-mahabba. The love of the shahadatan means to love Allah and His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than all else. Second, to love what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love. And three, to hate or dislike what Allah and His Messenger hate or dislike in all matters that are related to religion. This is very critical. This is the meaning of love in Islam. Allegiance to Allah and disassociation from everything that opposes Allah's message, and that is in particular the message of Tawheed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Whoever possesses the following three qualities will relish the sweetness or the delight of Iman, of faith. أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. The one to whom Allah and His Messenger becomes dearer than anything else. وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. And he loves the person for Allah alone. That is, to purely seeking Allah and His pleasure. وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ أَنْ أَنْقَضَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ. And that he hates to revert to the state of kufr, of disbelief, after Allah has rescued him from it, as he hates to be thrown into hell. كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. The love of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم must be translated into following the orders of Allah and of His Messenger. Otherwise, it will be like the corrupt love of the Christians. Otherwise, it will be this love that you hear of with the Christians, which is really love without any meaning, because the love in Islam, the love of Allah and His Messenger, must be translated into following the orders of Allah and of His Messenger, not following everyone's own desires or his or her understanding of the deen, as it is with the Christians, what they have done. This negates the following of any innovator also, who introduces concepts and or ways that are not according to the Islamic teachings. The love of Allah and His Messenger and His message of Islam is related to the knowledge of Allah and of His names and attributes. The more the person knows of Allah, then the more the love of Him becomes stronger. The more the person knows of Allah, then the love of him becomes more stronger. This makes the believer eager to meet Allah. This makes the believer eager to meet Allah, eager to see him and to listen to his words in the hereafter. This becomes the goal, and all the worldly attachment gets weaker and weaker. The spirit is lifted up. It aims high towards its creator. It would not trap itself on any road that would lead to other than the submission to Allah alone. The person becomes motivated to comply with Allah's command to the best of his abilities. This produces the true happiness in this life and in the hereafter. This is the meaning of love in Islam. And this is the fifth condition related to the testimony of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And the sixth one is the compliance, al-inqiyad, which means that submission to Allah that eliminates rejection. The testimony of Tawheed, of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, is fulfilled by obedience to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by safeguarding against what Allah forbids. يقول الله عز وجل in Surah Luqman in chapter 31 verse 22, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى وَإِلَى اللَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. Whoever submits his face or himself to Allah, that is follow Islam, while he is doing good, meaning he obeys Allah and his messenger in all respects, has grasped the most trustworthy handhold. The compliance with the declaration of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah must not have any feeling of unease or choice, but full submission. This is well illustrated in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. As in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 36, it is not for a believer, man or woman, when Allah and His Messenger have decreed a matter, that they should have any option in their decision. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed strayed in plain error. The decrees of Allah and His Messenger are not subject to human evaluation. The decrees of Allah and His Messenger are not subject to human evaluation. The message is a revelation. What it contains is for the benefit of man. Therefore, man's submission in Islam is for his own good. Seventh condition, acceptance, al-qubul. It is not enough to recognize the greatness of Islam and that it is the truth, but this recognition must be followed by humble acceptance. The adherence to the meaning of this declaration safeguards the believer from false pride, arrogance, and disdainfulness. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Truly, when it was said to them, لا إله إلا الله, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, they puffed themselves up with pride. That is, they denied it. The Muslim must realize, therefore, that this declaration stands against blind imitation and calls for an acceptance of the teachings of Islam according to the understanding of those whom Allah is pleased with, the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who followed their path from the righteous predecessors, from as-salaf as-salih. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave amazing parables for those who accept and those who reject the guidance and teachings of Islam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ مَا بَعَثَنِي اللَّهُ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْعِلْمِ كَمَثَلِ الْغَيْثِ الْكَثِيرِ أَصَابَ أَرْضًا. The example of guidance and knowledge with which Allah has sent me is like abundant rain falling on the earth. فَكَانَ مِنْهَا نَقِيَّةٌ قَبِلَتِ الْمَاءِ. Some of which was fertile soil, that absorbed rainwater. فأنبتت الكلاء والعشب الكثير and brought forth vegetation and grass in abundance. وكانت منها أجادب أمسكت الماء فنفع الله بها الناس فشربوا وسقوا وزرعوا. And another portion of it was hard and held the rain water, and Allah benefited the people with it, and they utilized it for drinking, making their animals drink from it, and for irrigation of the land for cultivation. وأصابت منها طائفة أخرى إنما هي قيعان لا تمسك ماء ولا تنبت كلاء. فذلك مثل من فقها في دين الله ونفعه ما بعثني الله به فعلم وعلم. ومثل من لم يرفع بذلك رأسا ولم يقبل هدى الله الذي أرسلت به. رواه البخاري. And a portion of it was a barren land which could neither hold the water nor bring forth vegetation. Then that land gave no benefits. The first is the example of the person who comprehends Allah's religion and gets benefit from knowledge which Allah has revealed through me, the Prophet, and learns and then teaches others. The last example is that of a person who does not care for it and does not take Allah's guidance revealed through me. He is like that of the barren land. This is collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari. This constitutes, these seven conditions constitutes those conditions that will fulfill the condition, that fulfill the meaning of La ilaha illallah, and would provide therefore a good understanding of this key to paradise. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who comprehend these conditions and work accordingly. Now inshallah the second part, the testimony of Muhammad Rasulullah, and inshallah ta'ala we will finish it, or we'll continue with it until right after the Isha prayer inshallah ta'ala, because Iqama is getting close. So we'll stop here inshallah.